Hi, my name is Aryeh Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim chapter 8, Mishnahs 2 and 3. So the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim ha-nimsayim v'yushalayim. So any vessels that are found in Yerushalayim, derech yirida leveis hatiyot tamein, if they're on the way down the path towards the mikvah, they're considered tamei, because why else would they be there? They're there on the way down to the mikvah because someone needed to immerse them. They seem to be, they were lost on the way, and they were never immersed. Therefore, one has to assume they're impure. Derech aliyah tehorin. However, if they're on the way out of the mikvah, one can assume that they're pure, that they were immersed. Shaloba derech yirasan aliyasan. And the reason why this is all so is because there was a path that led into the mikvah and a path that led out. The one didn't go out the way you came in. Therefore, you can differentiate depending on which path you found it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is a position of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Nope, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Kulan tehorin. Even a vessel found on the way down to the mikvah, Rabbi Yossi says one can assume it's pure. And the reason is because he says in Yerushalayim things are pure. And perhaps one can argue that this was just a kli that was pure that somebody left on the way to take something else to immerse himself or immerse a different kli. Chutz, except, he does have some exceptions to his rule, min hasal, from the basket, v'hama grefa, and the shovel, Hamiritza, and the spade, Hamyuchan Likvaros. And why? What about these? These things, they're reserved for gravesite. So, vessels that are commonly used in a gravesite, so one has to assume that that's impure, because that's generally where they're used with impure body. That concludes the second Mishnah. Now, the third Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Sachkin Shenim says, Barabasar Shochet Bamiyad. So, a knife that was found on the 14th of Nisan, the 14th of Nisan is referred to in the Torah as Chag HaPesach, the day in the afternoon, that afternoon when the Karban Pesach is brought. So, if somebody finds a knife in Yerushalayim on that day, he's Shochet Bamiyad. He can slaughter it with it right away. One can assume that any knife in Yerushalayim found on the 14th of Nisan, one of the days where the most Karbanos are brought on a given day, so one can assume that people purify their knives and that knife is ready to go. However, let's say you found the knife on the 13th. What's that? So in that case, Shona Umadvil, he needs to immerse it again. And why is that on the 13th different? Because the 13th, there's still time. Because one could say that the owner of this knife said, listen, this is impure. I'll bring it to the mikvah later on in the afternoon on the 13th. It'll go to the mikvah then, and by the 14th, it'll be pure. So one doesn't have the right to assume that that knife is pure. The kofetz, what about the meat cleaver? Ben bazeh, ben bazeh, shonu ma'afil. Whether one found on the 13th or on the 14th, in both cases, the Mishnah rules, he must immerse it again. So why is the meat cleaver different that we don't assume that it's pure? And the reason is because a meat cleaver generally was used to break the bones. And there's a special rule about the Karban Pesach that the bones may not be broken. So this meat cleaver, although there's quite a bit of karbanos and quite a bit of meat eating on the 14th and going to the night of the 15th, one could assume that this vessel actually wasn't really needed. Therefore, if someone finds it, one should assume that a person didn't purify it in preparation because he doesn't really need it on that particular day. However, the Mishnah says, Chal arbas ar liyos b'shabbos. If Erev Chagamatzos, or what the Mishnah calls Chagapesach, the day of the slaughtering of the Pesach, the Torah calls Chagapesach, the day that the Pesach slaughters, happens to fall on Shabbos. So then, even this meat cleaver, one can assume is pure. Why is that? So the meat cleaver, which breaks bones, is needed for the Chagiga. So just in terms of understanding the order, what's going on here is that on the 14th, we brought the Karban Pesach, and then ate it the night of the 15th with the Seder, and that cannot be bones cannot be broken. But on the 15th day, we would bring the Chagigo offering, which its bones could be broken, and we would need a meat cleaver. So, normally, we assume that the meat cleaver that's found on the 13th and 14th is impure, because some people still have time to purify it. However, when the 14th is Shabbos, then we assume that people purify their meat cleavers on the 13th, because they want to have it ready for the 15th, when they have to break the bones of their Chagigo. And then the Mishnah says, again, if a meat cleaver is found on the 15th day, then you can use it without any questions, because the 15th day is the main day that we use a meat cleaver to break the bones of the chagigah. So we have to assume that people already purified it in advance of the 15th day. Then the Mishnah says, Nimseis Keshura Lesachin Harizo Kesachin. So, however, this meat cleaver we found tied to a knife, then people would only tie two items together if they were both of the same level of purity. Then we can assume that it's like a knife, that therefore, so normally A meat cleaver has to be assumed that it's impure on the 14th, but pure on the 15th, but as a knife can be assumed to be pure on the 14th. So if one had a meat cleaver tied to a knife, then they found it on the 14th, in any case, one can assume that this meat cleaver and the knife were both pure on the 14th. That concludes the third mission. I hope everyone has a great day.